Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Congressman Paul Tonko, the last time we were talking, you were laying out some of the issues for campaign finance. But, you know, I like to reduce, perhaps it's my limited range in my mind, but I like to reduce things to their essentials. And it seems to me, if Republicans have the most money, and if they've been using that money to alter election outcomes, in other words, to win, why in the world, you're in a Republican-run House of Representatives, why in the world would they ever agree to a fair campaign system where people can raise money from the feds to win?
Well, it does make it a tough struggle. But I think there are a number of moderate Republicans in the House, enough at least to make a difference working with the Democratic caucus, to come up with the sufficient amount of votes to make things happen. I think that you know, the awareness that you have to spend so much time and effort to raise the amount of money required when all of this growth in dollars in the system is occurring. You know, the whole Citizens United case just transitioned us into, I think, a very expensive era in politics. And for that reason,
did you think it was basically a Republican Supreme Court? I just saw Sandra Day O'Connor saying she voted wrong in the Bush versus Gore election. And there are days I just look at that court and I say it's no more than a political body. They've got five Republican votes.
I think it acted very politically. I mean, that's my opinion. You had the narrowest of margins, 5-4. And I thought it was a politically driven decision. Some will argue they were purists and taking that purist thought along the Constitution, the lines of the Constitution. But it became obvious that, you know, the timing of it, I think, and the narrowness of the vote, as narrow as it can be, and just the rhetoric associated with the decision was troubling. It, to me, tells me that, you know, you can close your personal checkbook and open the corporate checkbook and write the sky is the limit with no reporting associated with that, no disclosure, not even to your board of directors to your stockholders. What kind of system is that, you know, when you can, you know, come up with millions in one shot that can be targeted against perhaps 50 or 100 legislators? And it's usually done now, the monies that they've garnered with this because of this Supreme Court decision are usually invested in the mid of October to the end of the process. So who in 2 weeks could even raise millions of dollars?
Although Obama, it should be pointed out, Obama won his election.
He did, but I think he very cleverly kept ahead of the pace of fundraising because he knew that he would be victimized by it. And it's unfortunate that the rules that are out there are those that you have to abide by in order to have any chance of competing with that dollar count so as to get out the message. And as we know, you know, many people rely on that 30 seconds or 60 seconds of messaging to determine their vote. And, you know, it's a very complex society in which we live. There are many complicated issues that are a daunting challenge these days in any legislative body, including Congress. And I think the interaction, the interactiveness of our constituency is very important. And if more money continues to guide the process, if more money determines how people think their way through making their choices in that very instant that they can afford for the decision making and campaigns, it could be a troubling time.
Paul Tonko, my old friend Norman Adler, I don't know if you remember him at all.
I do.
He's a political activist. He and I went to Hunter College together.
Oh.
And he used to say, whether it was his or whether he was quoting somebody else, it was 35, 40 years ago, the golden rule was that, you know, he who has the gold rules. I'm not only concerned about Republicans, I have concerns about some Democrats too, and I'll tell you why. They got here under the present system. They knew how to raise the money. They had the right donors. They did it. They make the right noises about wanting the system to change, But why would anybody who arrives via the present system, knowing how to negotiate it, risk having some guy who runs a bar now having enough money to run for office and take him out?
Yeah, it is a human dynamic that is a little daunting. But, you know, I think so many of us see this as a growing problem to the point where it will eventually, you know, cripple the system. And I think we need to come forward. Even those who have secured a comfort zone with fundraising, we need to come forward and act accordingly and fix the system because, you know, it's denying, I think, some very good campaign activity and denying a good interaction between candidates, two, three, four candidates for the same position. People should have, I think, better opportunity to be able to run for office rather than being suffocated by the struggle to raise the amount of money that you
see. Sure, you're not going to run if you don't have any money at all, but you might run if you have some encouragement. Before I have you for such a short time, I want to go to a different place.
Sure, sure.
The Federal Aviation Group, the FAA, has to put up towers to control traffic. And right now, I believe there's one in Long Island. I want to make sure. And there, now there's a question as to whether upstate New York is going to have such a thing. I know you've signed a letter.
Right.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's working with the FAA and with the local officials here, County Executive Dan McCoy and other local officials, to see if we can get their approval, which is essential.
And what is it? It's a major control tower.
Yes, a control tower.
Airspace all around.
Which provides for great growth and great opportunity. And we're working with the local officials, putting in a request before the federal agency, the authority, and hoping that they'll be inclined to agree with the construction here.
Why do we need it?
I think it allows for a more effective response. I think it allows for some growth patterns, and it's an economic development item for the region. When you look at this region, I think it's very safe to assume that there is a growth pattern. We're touted to be one of the fastest growing regions, hubs in the country for clean energy, innovation, ideas economy, job growth. And
is it dangerous not to have it? In other words, if it's on Long Island here, everybody looks up at the sky, they could pretty well tell where everybody is. Why here?
Well, why here? I think there's an opportunity for us to have an effective, for the FAA to have an effective bit of infrastructure in this region. I think they won't look at an area that won't be helpful to their efforts. And I think what you have here is a region that speaks to their needs and allows us to have the economic benefits of that. And enables us also as a hub to grow the potential for more strength as it comes to the services that are going to be required for a growing high-tech economy, which this region is constantly being touted for.
I got it, but I only got 1 minute, so
sure.
You got to go fast. But when my plane landed yesterday at Albany Airport, was I not as safe as I would have been if there was a tower, you think, here in Albany?
No, I think the safety element is sound here. This is allowing for additional work to be done through FAA through this location, which allows for safety to be addressed routinely in the region. So it improves the outcome, but I think the safety measure that we have today is totally within the realm of acceptable.
Paul Tonko, we love having you here. It is always so important that you come and talk to us in the studio, and we hear your voice, and we see you in the flesh.
Well, it's good to join you and your listeners always. I get great feedback when I'm on this show from the district, and just pleased to be able to share thoughts with you.
And here I thought it was my personality.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with it.